With this Spotlight on the Arts for KASU, I'm Marty Scarborough. The Arkansas State University Music Department will present the biennial Chancellor's Concert on Thursday, February 21st at 7:30 p.m. in Riceland Hall of the Fowler Center here on the ASU Jonesboro campus. Here to speak with me about this unique event are two faculty members from the ASU Department of Music. We have Dr. Timothy Oliver, who is Director of Bands and Coordinator of Wind and Percussion Studies, and Dr. Dale Miller, who is Director of Choral Activities. Welcome both of you to KASU.
Thank you, Marty.
Thank you.
Dr. Miller, let's start with you. Tell our audience a little bit about these Chancellor's Concerts. How did they get started, and how are they different than other events that are presented by the ASU Music Department?
Well, Dr. Oliver and I are neighbors and friends, and so after having been here a couple of years and having participated with the choir and the instrumental groups on Holiday Spectacular, which is our annual event honoring our donors to the university, we came up with the idea for this collaboration between the Wind Ensemble and the Concert Choir, which are two of the premier organizations, performing ensembles in the department.
And I understand this is somewhat of a unique event. This is not something that every university does with these two types of ensembles and does it as often as Arkansas State University does.
That's correct. As far as I know, we are the only university in the country that has made this type of commitment to this collaborative endeavor on a regular basis. And certainly there are other universities that will periodically collaborate on a special event. But I think that our event is the only one that I'm aware of on this sort of magnitude and this sort of frequency being a biennial event.
Well, Dr. Oliver, tell our audience a little bit about the works that are going to be presented on this program.
Well, there are going to be five works featured on the Chancellor's Concert this year, and it really does showcase a wide variety of musical sounds. For example, the Songs of Memory and Imagery that Dr. Miller is going to conduct by composer David Martinuk is a four-movement song cycle, and each of the songs are very diverse in their approach, and Dr. Miller can speak to that more in a moment. The second piece, well-known composer David Maslanka wrote a piece which is, like most of his pieces, very powerful, drawing on the Latin text. And by the way, I should also mention Dr. Maslanka will be here on this campus in April for a week-long residency. This is sort of a foreshadowing of that as well, but it's a very powerful piece, very moving piece. And then the last three pieces are a triptych, if you will, as one of our esteemed colleagues, Dr. Tom O'Connor, will be retiring from our faculty in the spring, and Tom has just had an enormous impact on our entire department and college, and is a well-known composer, and we thought it very appropriate to honor him. And we went to him and asked him what pieces he would like to have played this semester, and these are the three that came up. And So they are all representative not only Tom and his style, but he draws heavily from jazz influences and music from the Delta. And you'll notice a very diverse collection of works on this concert.
What is it about collaborating, as you're going to be doing, that is beneficial to students? What can they learn from working together, the concert choir and the wind ensemble, to present a program such as this one?
Well, we don't have a lot of time in our degree plans for Bachelor of Music Education instrumental students and Bachelor of Music Education vocal students to spend in classes that would give them the opportunity to see what's the difference between how choral people prepare things and how instrumental people prepare music for performance or for composition. And when we put our two groups together, there is a lot of give and take and push and pull in the rehearsal process. If the band director, Dr. Oliver, stands up and says, okay, we're going to start at bar 20, and he gives a downbeat. If you haven't given the choir the pitch, they're going to be mumbling something for about a bar and a half until they figure out, oh, yeah, this is the key we're in. You don't have to stop and set the tonality for the band before you start the thing any more than you do in a warm-up kind of situation. So there's a little bit of, you have to be aware of that.
And that synergy also has allowed us to talk about things that actually we both deal with, but just using different language, if you will. Mm-hmm. For example, vocalists talk a lot about diction and pronunciation, enunciation of words, whereas instrumentalists will often talk about articulation. Mm-hmm. But essentially, the two things are the same. And as we've done this now for a few years, it's been interesting. I know both of us in our rehearsals are starting to borrow from each other as far as using those words interchangeably, and also showing that, you know, here's why certain sounds need to sound the way that they do, because certain consonants or vowels of the diction and the text imply these sorts of sounds. So I think it's safe to say that it's made both of us better teachers, better conductors, mm-hmm. and it's certainly had that positive effect for our students. There's just a great synergy when the two groups come together.
And they seem to have more respect for what the other
other
side of the hall does. You know, how do you perform to a level that you get invited to sing in Carnegie Hall? Or how do you perform to a level that you get invited to sing at the College Band Directors Association convention? You know, what does it take to get there?
What can audience members get from this particular concert? What is appealing to just an audience member to come and hear these works that are going to be performed?
Well, I would say the first thing is the fact that this is unique. As I mentioned earlier, there's this opportunity doesn't present itself very often. And the fact that the repertoire is so diverse, for example, if you have any sort of inkling or love for jazz, then certainly Dr. O'Connor's pieces, you're going to love those. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, if you have familiarity with the Latin text of the Requiem, then you're going to identify very closely with the Maslenka Liberation piece. And as far as the Martinuk, if you just like whimsical, fanciful poetry and, you know, instrumental colors and choral background and text to accompany that, then that piece is going to be very appealing to you as well. I think that's one of the strengths of the program is its diversity.
So very interesting, diverse set of works you've chosen for the program. And, of course, again, the tribute to retiring ASU professor Dr. Tom O'Connor. You mentioned that one of the pieces that's going to be performed, Dr. O'Connor had written specifically for ASU's centennial, and this is going to be the second time that your groups have collaborated to perform it?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Architects of Fate was a piece that Tom wrote and composed in 2010 for the centennial celebration of the university, and we gave the world premiere of that piece in October of 2010 during the, I guess it was the concluding celebration, concluding event mm-hmm. of the centennial. And Dale and I both, you know, said to each other at that point that this piece is a great piece and certainly is not going to be limited to a one-time or every sort of whatever anniversary we decide to roll it out. I mean, it really is a great piece, and it really highlights not only Tom's work and all of his achievements, but our collaborative efforts in the Chancellor's Concert. It just seemed like a natural thing to program that piece again.
It was far too significant a work to be a one-off.
Dr. Dale Miller is Director of Choral Activities, and Dr. Timothy Oliver is Director of Bands and Coordinator of Wind and Percussion Studies at ASU Jonesboro. The collaboration between the ASU Concert Choir and the Wind Ensemble, known as the Chancellor's Concert, will be Thursday, February 21st at 7:30 p.m. in Riceland Hall of the Fowler Center here on the ASU Jonesboro campus. The concert begins at 7:30 that evening, and admission is free. More information is at our own website, kasu.org. Click on events. With this Spotlight on the Arts, for KASU, I'm Marty Scarborough.